Hi everyone, this is Julio Rodriguez and you are listening to the Technology Sales and Marketing Podcast. In this podcast, I talk about the latest business tech tools, sales skills, and marketing strategies that help you grow your business. So for episode one, my inaugural episode, I actually wanted to talk about a topic that bothers me from time to time when I'm cruising social media, and that is that there is really no such thing as social media sales. You know, you see a lot of these gurus on there wanting to get you to sign up for their class or sell you their book, and they're going to teach you how to sell on social media, get more customers on social media, you know, sell more of your product on social media. And at the very, very least, that's a little misleading. You know, social media is a great platform, but it's not a sales platform. They're marketing platforms. So if you're not selling on social media, you know, what should you be using it for? So I made a top five list of five things you should be using your social media platform for. And number one is showcase your expertise. Social media is there. It is a wonderful platform for you to have your products, services, product descriptions, what's it like to do business with you, your thoughts on different industry trends that affect your business, things like that that let people know that you know your business, you know your industry, and that you're the best at it and you're passionate about it. Number two, so give your customers an idea of what it's like to do business with you. Again, you've showcased your expertise, and now you're giving them all of this information on what you're like. What does your voice sound like? What do you look like when you're excited? Things like that are extremely important to customers because they want to do business with somebody that they feel is going to have their best interest in mind. And if they look at you online and they don't trust you, or if they don't have any point of reference, they're most likely going to go with somebody who they have seen, who they do know about. Number three, pre-sales info. This is where you can get all your products and services information out there, do a blog talking about in depth different industry trends that affect your business, whether it's, you know, technology. Let's say maybe you do CRM systems and you want to talk about email marketing, things like that. The more content you put out there that your customers can use to research the products when they go looking for it, the more likely they're going to be to ask you about that when the time comes that they're ready to make that kind of purchase. The last thing is number five, people want to know what your company is about. You know, when we do website traffic analysis, one of the craziest things to look at is that most of the traffic, about 80% right off the bat, goes to the About Us section of your website. Why? Because with the internet, people can get anything that they want with just a couple of clicks. You want to buy a chair? You want to buy furniture? Buy it online. Do you want to have somebody do a logo for you? Great, buy it online. So if that's all that it takes, the only difference between your service and products and somebody else's is you. So that's what you have to put on social media to be able to put out there so that you can differentiate yourself and make your product that much more appealing to your customers. So that pretty much is it for our first episode of Technology Sales and Marketing Podcast. Again, I'm Julio Rodriguez. Thanks for your time, and we'll talk to you soon.